Welcome to East Meets West, episode 294. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Roger Chang.
We just had the best episode of East Meets West ever. It was an hour long.
Yes.
Except I didn't press the record button.
And I was saying at the end of the last recording that everything happens in cycles. We're doing something around at this point.
Now, the reason this happened to me, aside from me being an idiot, is that I'm using Audio Hijack Pro instead of Wiretap Studio, because Wiretap Studio is not working in Mountain Lion.
Oh.
And I'm not used to Audio Hijack Pro. So I didn't take care enough to familiarize myself and find out how record works. I thought I had pressed record. I was looking at a button that said record and looked pressed, but it wasn't.
Lame technology.
So summarize everything you said, Roger.
So, basically, I've summarized it. I mentioned that perhaps you were watching the DNC because I noticed the comment you made on Twitter about you noticed that neither candidate...
No, it wasn't. It was about both conventions.
Well, this is where it started. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I noticed on Twitter that you made that comment about both candidates from
what I was trying to say was about both candidates, not just one party. Why is it that everybody can't have a real debate these days, Roger?
I don't know, but it seems that every time we try to get into a serious debate about politics, it takes on a very partisan tone. And in fact, when you talk about something that has nothing to do with politics, people will twist it into a partisan way because we're so close to elections. So
if you ask someone about... guy where I said, like, Baroness Wassey should meet with Romney, not because she's Baroness Wassey, but because she's the head of the Conservative Party, which she was at the time. And the guy was like, why, she's crazy, why you hate the Republicans? I didn't hate the Republicans at all, I just wanted to meet, because I think it's a good idea.
Exactly, and I was saying that, haven't you noticed that most of these conventions seem to be more of a popularity contest, that there's really nothing substantial, because all their speeches are a bit of a rah-rah thing.
It's a pep rally, Roger. Basically, it's just a big pep rally, and nobody expects the pep rally to go into the strategy of the game, but the problem is the media covers it like it's not a pep rally. You wouldn't expect SportsCenter to report on all of the speeches at the pep rally, now would you?
Yeah, and it's saying, like, would it be great if both candidates had some sort of in-depth outline of what they plan to do?
Guess what, Roger? ScienceDebate.org is an example of just that thing.
Hold on. Let me spend 5 seconds cruising
I'm
going to
talk
site.
For a long time while Roger gets distracted and reads ScienceDebate.org. Roger,
wow,
are you listening?
This site is great. That's ScienceDebate.org. They send out these science questions to both candidates. And it turns out that Romney spent more time answering them than Obama.
Yeah, I noticed that. I don't agree with him, but he certainly put a lot of work in there. Hey, Iowa electronic markets. Screw polls.
People seem to believe in money, and when it's their money, they tend to make a more accurate prediction.
But what's up
precise.
With all this toxic debate? Can't we just all have why is celebrities not allowed to have a political opinion unless they agree with you?
Well, I don't think that celebrities should be banned. However, I think this whole kind of thing of taking campaigns into a popularity contest with all the trappings of celebrityism, like tabloids, gossip, and just plain mudslinging, seems to be very damaging to the process.
Well, people forget Congress makes the laws, and the president can only do so much. But yeah, it's a horrible system. I wish I could just, like, name the person I wanted to vote for and make him be the person. Like, if I could just mash up the genetics of Olympia Snow and Lawrence Lessig, maybe I'd vote for that human mutant.
But that would be playing God, Tom, and that would be wrong. And you said some people from Maine didn't like Olympia Snow, so probably that's not the best thing.
Nobody likes anything anymore. What's up
that? No one likes peas. No one likes carrots. Although I do like broccoli and I do like spinach.
Hey, can I talk about Cloud Atlas really quickly?
Yes, talk about Cloud Atlas.
Hey, it's a movie. It's coming out in October, and I'm reading the book. The book's really interesting. It's all about hundreds and hundreds of years of things, and we were just actually talking about living for hundreds of years, like maybe I'm a alien or something.
Something like that, or you're the last person to die, and there's no one there to turn off the light. But that's not what you meant. That meant you were the last person to die ever. Everyone else lives on, screwing you out of your future in eternal bliss.
Well, we gave people this really long episode, so I guess we better wrap it up. But thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm going to press this record button now. Oh, shit.
Bye.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.